It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
All right, welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special edition of Real Money with David Holland today. Let's get right to
the fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
And then tell you, Scott is not on the show today. Scott has got some family stuff going on, and he's fine. He's doing well, but he's a family man, so he's got a couple of things he's doing. So I, of course, volunteer to step in, but to make sure you miss Scott, I'm only going to talk for a few minutes about what's going on in the markets, and then Scott will give us a more complete rundown when he's back. The Dow closed up 66 points, so we're holding on here. We got with the Friday's market closing, the Dow closing up 66, and the Dow is at 13,212, so we're holding on to that above 13 for the end of the first quarter of 2012. And so that makes a lot of investors happy. But guess what else? It makes a lot of advisors happy too. We're happy to see a positive quarter for our clients. So that's what's going on in the Dow. NASDAQ slipped a smidgen. Nothing much to talk about. Closing at 3,091. S&P up a little bit, up about 5 points, 1,408. European shares up about a third. Not a lot going on there. 10-year bonds. 10-year bonds are at 2.22. So that means if you put your money in today, bought a 10-year bond, it would earn 2.22% each year for the 10-year period. Gold up almost 1%. And it's always interesting to see what's going on with gold. You know, I believe that gold is something that you can invest in, but should not be where you put all of your money. Part of an overall diversified portfolio. You know, I was going to say it. So gold's up about $15, $16.67. And oil, kind of a quiet day on Friday for oil, up just a little bit to close at 103. And so that's where we are with the markets. You know, otherwise, normal stuff, nothing too exotic. And like I said, when Scott's back, we'll resume our conversation in more detail. I want to get to the heart of our show today. I have a special guest that's going to be on the show with us today. So let me go to a quick break, but you do not want to miss this. Come back, and I know you will enjoy it. Stay tuned.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we're back from our break. I held you in suspense before the commercial break there, ladies and gentlemen. Special guest, Steve Repack, certified financial planner and author of Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money. Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Steve and I were talking before we started the show that thankfully his voice and mine are different because those that listen to the show regularly are going to hear a lot of things that you're going to share with them today, Steve, that we've been talking about. So do you want to be the preacher or do you want to be the choir today?
I'll be the choir.
You can be the preacher.
No, I'll be the choir.
Okay. Well, let's first do some introductions here. Right off the bat, which of course I glad to see this, and I think hopefully we're working on raising the awareness in the public of this designation, the Certified Financial Planner. You've been a CFP for 12 years now.
Yes, sir. I've been a CFP for a while.
And now the cool thing, which of course is your, it's kind of the thing that I think kind of stands out, and I know it's a lot of what you you bring to your communication with people and helping them make smart decisions about their money is you you were in the military. Tell us a little bit about your background in the military.
Yeah, I spent 12 years active duty Army. I joined the Army right out of high school. I was stationed in Ansbach, Germany, Suwon, Korea. I spent a lot of my time in Fort Bliss, Texas, where I was an instructor at the INSU Academy. So I spent 12 years active duty Army.
All right, and so when you finish your service, and thank you for your service, when you finish that, what was the thing that kind of sparked your decision to not only get into financial services and help other people, but also to write your book?
Well, the truth is I got out of the military because it was more of a financial decision. At the time, my wife was the money maker in the family, and it was kind of difficult for her to follow me around since I was being deployed a lot. So financially, that's what caused me to get out of the Army. Now, finances weren't the first thing that I was looking at. I was looking at Border Patrol and customs and things like that. And from the contacts that I made while I was in the military, somebody said, "Hey, Steve, have you ever thought about financial services?" So that's really what got me into the field.
That's great. And so when you left the military, what did you do next?
Oh gosh, I was a broker for Edward Jones. That was my first job right out of the military.
Okay, so you went kind of the traditional route and kind of got your feet wet, so to speak.
Yes, sir. And the thing was is that when I got out of the military, I had $32,000 worth of credit card debt.
You know, a lot of people don't recognize that, and there's been a lot of press about this lately. Is that a lot of people coming out of the military, people think, well, they haven't been able to have to pay for anything and everything's been handled for them and they come out, they should be in great shape. And the truth is a lot of military people are very susceptible to people, of course, trying to prey on them, but also just it's not all peaces and cream, is it?
No, it's not. And I think the hard part is that you have access to so much credit because in the military, if you don't sit there and pay your debts, they will sit there and take away your pay. So you will pay your debts. So people are more than happy to sit there and sell you cars that are probably too expensive for you to afford, or houses, or credit cards, or stereo systems, or whatever that's out there. Is that they definitely prey on the military because they know that they will get their money back one way or the other.
So it's the full faith and credit, right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
So this experience inspired you to write a book that we need to talk a little bit about. It really, I love the cover because, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see it because this is not our TV show, this is our radio show. But Steve's got these two Army boots stuffed with money coming out of them, and that's all the money that you're going to help people save by applying some of your principles in your book.
Yes, sir. And the truth is, you talk about, the inspirations, why did I want to write a book? Because, I don't think that, there's a lot of people that are a lot smarter than me, but a few years ago, I was doing some consulting for the government, and I was at an event for a unit that was fixing to deploy to Iraq. And this gentleman, he was about 65 years old. He came up to me, and after the event, he thanked me for speaking. He said, "Steve, I wish there was someone like you that could have talked some sense into me when I was younger." And I thanked him for the compliment. And the next thing I asked him, I said, "So, do you have maybe a grandchild or a child that's fixing to be deployed?" Because a lot of the times, there are family
military,
members
military,
that,
yeah.
that attend the event. And the thing is that he says, "No," he says, "Steve, I'm actually deploying." He says, "This is my third deployment. I've volunteered in the last 5 years. The
wow.
first two deployments I used the extra money to get out of credit card debt. And this last deployment, you know, I'm going to use the money to sit there and start building up my savings. And I remember thinking to myself that, you know, if you're saying, Steve, I want to defend the country, I want to put my life on the line because I just, you know, I want to serve. I mean, I think that's admirable. But to tell me that you're going to put your life on the line because your finances are a mess, it kind of broke my heart. And that's what really gave me the inspiration to sit there and say, hey, what can I do to make a difference for people out there to get them to start changing the way they think about money?
Well, and I've gone through and I did. Ellen, who takes care of booking people for our show, she didn't give me your book till yesterday because she's been reading it, I think, herself. So I'm going to go through and read it. And I've already skimmed and saw a lot of great stuff in here that is very relevant. And again, for our listeners just joining us, we have Steve Repack on the show with us today, who's an author and certified financial planner. And he is has written a book, Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money. You get that at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, these other online outlets, and also other retail stores. And Steve is sharing with us, or we're getting ready to get into some of the nuts and bolts about how to make sense of not only debt, but just smart overall savings, right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to get you into, let's start dealing with some of the intelligence on the ground, so to speak, and start getting into some of the things that people can do to make tomorrow better than today.
Sounds great.
All right. Stay tuned.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. on WESH Channel 2. What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
There you go, Steve. You there? Steve?
Yes, sir.
All right. Lisa's over there pushing buttons and saying, where'd Steve go? We got you back. I didn't tell you I was going to surprise you, but I'll go ahead and tell you. We set up our own studio in the office, and our listeners know this. We had gone to other stations before, and we set up our own studio in the office. And so you are our first official call-in guest.
Great. That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
We've
had guests in the studio already, but you're our first call-in guest. So I think it's perfect because I share so much of your philosophy, and I've had a lot of the same conversations, I bet, that you have had with clients. So you can go wherever you'd like here, but what are some of the most important people to know about making smart decisions with their money, and especially with what I think a lot of the focus of your book is about? It's about savings and keeping debt really to the minimum and using it, smart debt, not financing your lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think everything boils down to is the way that people think about money, and you know, most people are bad with money. So the basic concept is, if I can change the way that you think, then and get you to change the things that you do with your money, you become successful. Because if you say, Steve, I want things to be different, well, start doing some different things. And once you start doing different things, you know, you'll start getting some different results.
So now you don't have to do hypnotism or anything, do you?
No.
Okay. So
no.
You say start changing how people think about money. And so the view is, it's really what I got from your message and going through the book is that it's about really almost, and I can see the military influence on your writing, that it's very deliberate. It's okay. Look, you need to save X amount for this type of expense. You need to do this type of savings. And so, what would be some of the things you think people probably overlook that's pretty easy to do?
It's really what I talk about. Do is it's almost like the think. It's that, you know, most people think that, you know, I'm going to get out of debt is, you know, if I start making more money, or my financial situation is going to be better if I make more money. And everybody's more concentrating on
the revenue.
The fixes, and
right.
Usually it's not the fixes that's going to make their problems go away. It's just the way that they think. And you know, I look at my typical people that I've worked with in the past. I call them my wealth builders, and my wealth builders aren't the doctors and attorneys and things like that. They're the school teachers and the retired military and the people that worked at Walmart. And they were able to accumulate a whole bunch of money, and I was trying to figure out how in the heck could they have so much money when they don't make that much. And in my book, I talk about the six traits of the wealth builders, and you know, the first one is that, you know, the people that have money, they spend less money than what they make. They have little or no debt. They save. They have long-term plans for the money. They don't allow their emotions to cloud their judgments when making financial decisions, and they started saving early in their careers. And that's that's what was in common with all of my the people I've worked with. If you lined them side by side and said, hey, other than them having a bunch of money, how did they think? And that's the way that they thought about money, and they were successful. So if I could get people to change the way they think and not, well, if you make more money, if you win the lottery, or, you know, none of those things are going to sit there and make you financially healthy. It's just, if you can just start thinking differently, you know, you're on the right track then.
So it's not so much what you make or what you get, it's what you keep.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's the a lot of the folks or the types of work that you've talked about. And I've seen situations where, you know, these people that are on this right track, that the kinds of savers and accumulators and wealth builders, I've seen them come into situations, and they're not that long ago. Of course, we don't have to look that far back. We both remember very vividly the three down years for the beginning of the new millennium. And then, of course, 2008 is very recent. People, those folks doing a good job of savings, their plans upended by either maybe going against their what's working for them. In other words, you know, folks, somebody comes to them and says, hey, you know what? You can retire early. Let's go over and do this, or let's do that. And they get off of their strategy. If people are on a strategy and it's working, they need to stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, and I think everything boils down to the spending, and that goes for retirement planning. And, you know, they're always worried about the wrong stuff. Like, I need to have X amount of money, and I need to have this or that. And I'm like, if you can tell me exactly where you're spending your money, we can sit there and help you out. Because most people, they have no idea where they're spending their money. And if they don't have no idea where they're spending their money, they sure don't know how much they need to save or how to get out of debt or do any type of planning.
Well,
so it starts with the basics.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that really stuck out, it was almost like we had an almost simultaneous or very similar experience. One of the things that you point out is you talk about allocating your monthly debt payments toward the debt with the highest interest rate, and then pay the minimums on everything else. And then once you pay off the highest card, you know, the card with the highest interest rate, then you take that payment along with all that extra payment and you put it to the next highest.
Yeah,
and I love that strategy.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, there's a whole bunch of different strategies. As long as there's a plan that works for you, I think that's what you need to do. But, you know, I've had people to sit there and probably talk bad. They like the Dave Ramsey where you sit there and pay the smallest one off first. And
I think
and
that's backwards. Yeah.
But the truth is that in the book it tells you, it says that I don't care how you feel. I mean, my job is to sit there and get you out of debt the quickest way and what's going to cost you the least. And it doesn't matter how you do it. But if you sit there and pay the most towards the ones with the highest interest rate,
it's the fastest way to do it.
It's the fastest way to do it, and you're going to sit there and save more interest payments.
I got an analogy for you. I had this a client that did exactly what you're talking about, Steve. We talked about debt reduction and. I don't remember the exact number. Let's say there were six different debt items, and we started just like you said with the highest interest rate item, and we paid minimums everything and put all the quote unquote extra money toward that big one, and then we'd move down the line. And every time you move down the line, the payment the debt elimination gets quicker because you're picking up a minimum payment that you're applying to the next one.
Exactly.
And when you do that, the analogy I use for the client was it's like having 30 garden hoses. You know, you put 30 garden hoses together, it's like a fire hose. So it's that consolidating your cash flow to pay these debts off. Well, Steve, we're going to take a quick break. Before we go to the break, Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money, Steve Repack, Certified Financial Planner. And Steve, this is great. We'll be right back. Stay on the line. Short break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Okay, we're back. Steve?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thanks for staying with us. Steve Repack on the line with us, author of Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the other wonderful fine bookstores on the planet. So, Steve, okay, here's a great one. And this is the one I think people probably have heard in their churches or other places of worship. Your take on what you do with the money when you get it. Give away 10%, save 10, and then live on the rest.
Yeah, and that formula works for everybody. It doesn't matter if you make $200 a week, $2,000 a week, or $20,000 a week. It teaches you to spend less money than what you make. And, you know, I believe, you know, if you change the way you think and then things start, you know, things will be different with your finances. And most people, they sit there, they spend everything they make. They have nothing left over, and they give hardly ever. And the people that I've found that are most successful with their finances, they are the ones that always give first.
Isn't that interesting? Because people think, well, if I give it away, I won't have it. And you know what I think it is? And again, not to play psychologist, we'll get a psychologist on the show to do this properly. But it's we adjust our spending and lifestyle to how much money's in the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not hard. It's not complicated. And you know, it's and with the you talked about it at the top of the show with the ease of access to credit in the military, and it's also the same out here in the, you know, quote unquote, the real world, non-military. You know, there is gobs of credit available. Anything you want is available on some sort of easy payment plan.
Yeah, and so it goes back to the concept, you know, don't love something that can't love you back. And you know, we sit there and we buy a television, that big screen television, basically makes us feel good, and it makes us feel good for a little bit, you know, for a little while. Then we're out there buying a new big screen television, or if it's a new car, or if it's a boat, or if it's a video game, or whatever it is that. You know, when I talk about the giving to 10%, I mean, I believe, you know, if you give, you receive. But, you know, talking about the psychology is that, you know, we spend money because it makes us feel good, and that feel-good feeling doesn't last that long. And the saying that it's better to give than to receive, it is such a true statement, is that when you give, that feeling lasts a lot longer than when you spend. And like I said, I don't have an agenda. I don't care who do you give your 10% away to. If you want to give it to your church, I think that's great. If you want to give it to the Wounded Warriors Foundation, I think that's great. If you want to give it to the Foundation for Homeless Ferrets, I care less who you give your money to. But if you want to sit there and have more money, I believe that you got to give the first 10% first.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple stuff. And I can tell you from having done some of those same things and experience that I remember, you know, as you're talking, I'm going, yeah, I remember when I gave this amount of money to this charity and they were needing it, and it was a tough time, and it made a difference. And I, you know, I'll remember that a lot better than, you know, whatever, you know, impulse or feel good purchase I might've made at some point.
Exactly.
So that's about changing the way you think. Dollars and uncommon sense. Basic Training for Your Money, Steve Repack, certified financial planner for over a decade. That's a pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good. It's like I love what I do. You sit there and really get to help people and change their lives. I mean, you're just like a doctor changing people's lives. I mean, you know, certified financial planners, they are changing people's lives every single day.
And I would agree. In fact, I would even argue, and maybe I'm a little more aggressive, but I would argue that we do our work is just as vital to people as the lawyer or the doctor, because, you know, people have heart attacks over their money when they don't have it right.
Exactly.
So if we do our work, we can keep the doctors unemployed. How's that sound?
That sounds like, I like that plan.
Well, let's talk for a minute, which I thought was really interesting, your take on this, credit cards. For those people, and I get what the Dave Ramsey of the world's, you know, they do kind of the intervention thing and cut them up and all of that. I like your strategy, and I'll let you tell it, your strategy for the credit cards with the Tupperware bowl.
Yeah, as you sit there and you fill up a Tupperware bowl, you put water in it, you take your credit cards, put in that Tupperware bowl, and then take that Tupperware bowl and put it in the freezer. So if you are tempted to use those credit cards, you're going to have to wait for a long time for them to thaw out.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's folks that have a blowtorch handy. They can get it melted pretty quickly. But I think that the message is really good that, you know, it's kind of like, the axe or the fire extinguisher, you know, in case of emergency, break glass. In other words, it makes people just stop and think, before I grab that credit card and I go shopping with the, you know, my friend or whatever, that they stop and think about the purchase.
Yeah, and it's just for this. It's just that one split second, because you know we know that most people make their decisions based on emotions. I mean, and they make them quickly, and so it's like I gotta have this right now. It's gonna make me feel good right now. And if we can sit there and take that temptation away, say, hey, let's think about this for a few minutes, they might make some better decisions by having that time.
Well, we've had, and we'll be having him on again, Dr. Trevin Clow, who is, he's been on my TV show as well, and he is a local psychologist. And what he said the other day was stuck in my mind really well. He said that when you make a purchase like this, something like the car or whatever it is, like you're talking about, Steve, that it actually releases the happy chemicals in our brain.
You must have read my book. It talks about the endorphins. I talk about that in the book about when you buy stuff, your brain does release those endorphins that make you feel good.
All right. Exactly. Well, I'll tell Dr. Cloud we got in the book already. No, I that's exactly the point, Steve, is that, you know, we are, despite what we would like to think, and I use that word exactly on point, what we'd like to think, we are emotional people. We're not robots, and we are chemical people. And so these endorphins that are released when we make a purchase, and the car people, car people, they're in business to sell cars. So they want to get you to sit down in the car. They want you to be able to smell that new car smell. You know, that's all about hitting those endorphins and getting them all firing on all cylinders, no pun intended, to suspend our logic and get us to think more emotionally.
Exactly.
Well, it's good. It's good advice stuff. It's great stuff. Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money, Steve Repak, CFP. Anything else that you've seen in your practice, Steve, that really stands out to you is how people have been able to make a positive change in their life by applying these basic principles? Because you're not talking about rocket science or splitting an atom. You're talking about it's common sense, but it's rare. And so you're trying to use these common sense principles the right way for people's finances. What do you see is something that people can really make a change by adopting some of this?
Gosh, is try to find balance. I mean, and that's the things that when I wrote this book, I wanted to have something that was realistic, because most of the stuff that's out there is so over the edge, and so you have to make these drastic changes. And in real life, we just don't live our lives that way. I mean, I believe that, hey, we all work hard, and, you know, I'm not saying that go ahead and buy all this, you know, brand new cars and new clothes and big houses, but there is nothing wrong with spending some money on yourself. But you got to sit there and put some limits on it. You know, you might sit there and say, hey, I'm going to allocate 15% of what I make on things I like to do or things I like to have. And if we can find a balance, I think people can sit there and do that for the rest of their lives. It's almost like going to the gym. If I sit there and said, hey, you can never have dessert, never, ever, ever again, you're going to fail at that diet. But if I told you that, hey, you could have a cheat day once a week, that's something that you can sustain for the rest of your life. And that's why I love my book, because it's not because it's my book, but it's so you can live this book. And there's no type of extremes in there. It's very, you know, logical and reasonable that you can follow these steps.
I think you're right on, Steve. And I took a similar approach in working on my books when I was putting them together. I think your analogy is excellent, because, you know, the diets that fail, it's the same with a financial plan that fails when it's unrealistic. When I've told people, look, here's how this works. You need to do this, this, and this. Well, if it's not, you know, it can make financial sense, but if it doesn't make personal sense to them, or they're not comfortable with it, they're not going to do it. And to use your exercise analogy, if we tell somebody, hey, you've got to work out in the gym 3 hours a day, how long is that going to last?
Exactly.
It's not, because we're just not going to do it. We run out of willpower and stamina. There's just only so much we got.
Exactly.
Well, talk to me about this, because this was another thing that I really saw and I really picked up when I liked it, is talk to us about the I Quit account.
The I Quit account is that, you know, I believe there's two types of, you know, money. You got to have your short-term money for the life happens events, you know, the radiator leaks, the transmission goes out. You got to have your safe cash. But your I Quit account, that's the account that you have that you put money into, where you can actually say, it's time for me, I just don't want to work anymore.
And then do you tell people that there's a particular number, or do you, I know this is in your book, Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money, but is there a number goal, or how do you get people to approach that?
Everything is based on your spending, because your spending is going to tell me exactly what you need to have for your retirement. So once we can figure out how much money you're spending, then we can sit there and put a plan on how much you need to save. But there's, you know, there's formulas, there's a million formulas out there. And I have them in my book, but the big thing is that you got to track out, you got to track your expenditures, your spending, and once you figure out what you're spending each month, then that number is what you're going to use for what you need to save.
Okay. Well, Steve, believe it or not, we are out of time. It went fast. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate
it. The name of the book is Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money. Steve Repack is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Steve will get you a copy of the recording. And thank you for being on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and join us again next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.